the heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
CBS News Special Report. Breaking news from the campaign trail. Sources familiar with the matter tell CBS News Nikki Haley will suspend her campaign for the Republican presidential nomination after winning just one state, Vermont, on Super Tuesday. She's expected to hold a news conference at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, hours after Donald Trump was projected the winner in almost every contest.
They tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive.
The problem for the former president, CBS's Robert Costa.
CBS News exit polling shows that among Nikki Haley supporters, there's a fervent belief that Trump should not be the nominee, and that if he were to be the nominee, as this is all showing us, they might not support him. In fact, in North Carolina, CBS News exit polling shows that about 80% of Nikki Haley supporters couldn't support the nominee. That is a warning sign for the Trump campaign.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer, coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
Sunny this morning with a few more scattered clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52, with rain likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at the Ground Up. They're open right now, 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We send a big thank you and good morning to them, sponsoring the hour. We appreciate them. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Going to get in a little bit of country music news, kick things off. We got some more coming up for you a little bit later we'll get into. Some requested music as well, all of that coming up. Well, let's go ahead and start things off talking about something very strong, very positive. Our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Get on over to riverkingshockey.com. Get your tickets and support the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Kings are going into the second round of the playoffs here and looking good. Looking dang good. We got some really, really good expectations for this team. Really, things are coming together at the right time. And I say that, I was thinking about it as I say it, it's been like that for the past month or so. The Kings have been in playoff mode. It's part of the reason I think they got in the first place in the division. We have home ice, and we get these home home playoff games, which is just, there's nothing like home playoff games in hockey. You don't believe me? Go ahead and find out. Get your tickets, and we'll meet you at the Southwood County Rec Center. Games are 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, if necessary, at 7 o'clock on Sunday game. Get your tickets and support the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Let's go ahead and look at our national day of calendar for this March 6th, 2024. It is Hospitality Workers and Healthcare Day. Gigantic thank you to all of you, all the hospitality workers in healthcare. Really, as long as we're doing this, everybody in healthcare, we appreciate you. Thank you. National Frozen Food Day. That's a good one. That's a good one, especially if you you feed yourself a lot like I do, and you don't have a lot of time, or you just don't make the time, really. That's what it is. Don't make the time to eat right. I'm working on it. I am. I'm just not very far on that working on it process. Frozen food day. Enjoy maybe your favorite frozen food today. When's the last time you had fish sticks? I don't even remember. I could not tell you the last time I had fish sticks. That was like one of my, dad's a good cook, but like I'm describing myself, when he was in charge of us kids, you know, something quick. Pizza, you know, he'd make burgers on the grill or something like that. And man, fish sticks, those things, they just pop them in. 2 seconds later, they're done. I don't even remember if we liked them or not. I just remember him making them a lot. National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. Sounds good to me. Enjoy some of that if you like. It's National Dress Day as well, from puffy sleeve to deep V-necks, from halter tops to hoop skirts. I don't know what I just said. Dresses have taken on all sorts of shapes and sizes over the years. National Dress Day is here to celebrate this. They have a picture of a woman in a wedding dress on the cover of this, but yeah, I could imagine you got a favorite dress out there. Today's a nice day to wear it. Why not? Yeah. Outside of that, I don't know. Is there a history of dresses here? Certainly the concept of dresses started out as a functional way for people to cover their bodies. Togas, shifts, robes, and wrap dresses all find their place as part of the origins of dresses. Originally worn by both men and women, eventually the convenience of trousers became the preferred garb of choice for men, but women were still expected to wear dresses. That's a key part of this. By the 14th and 15th centuries in Europe, at least, dresses became not only a functional way for a woman to cover her body, but also started to become part of the fashion trends. And of course, eventually, we would see women wearing pants and, the silliness of clothes. Like, the clothes have no gender. Like, I mean, there is certainly stuff that I specifically for, but outside of that, yeah, it's kind of silly. I don't know. This is not something that I have a huge feeling on or anything like that, or a passion, or a hill I'm going to die in or anything, but there's so much to cover these days. There's so much to, you know, get bent out of shape about and everything. It just seems like a silly thing to get worried about. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Yes, rejoice, my friends. Oreos are great. Favorite cookie? Favorite cookie, everybody. 715-423-1055. 423-1055. It's the whole desert island thing. You're on a desert island. All you got is cookies. We'll get into the fact of how you are going to survive on cookies on a desert island. We'll get into that another time. What cookie you're going to have? 715-423-1055. Listening on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away. I might say Oreos, but I'm going to say chocolate-covered Oreos. I think that's mine. I think that's the one I'd go with. Although on a deserted island, it's good. Or a desert island? Or dessert island? No, I'm sorry. I apologize for that joke. Shouldn't have made it. It's bad. Can you get canceled for just a bad joke? Like, it didn't offend anybody. It's just bad. What's your favorite cookie? Call us up and let us know, everybody. We'd love to know. Interesting news, just to kind of touch on before we get into our first requested song, and it doesn't tie in. I think they're late 90s, early aughts hardcore band Disturbed. Their singer, David Draiman, invited Carrie Underwood to come sing with the band at their stop in Nashville on the 17th. Unfortunately, she wasn't in town, but she did say, "Our time will come." Dave replied, quote, "Anytime, anywhere, you name it, nothing but respect." And it does seem like some of this was intentional, because it does seem like they are working on a planned album together. So Carrie Underwood is kind of not quietly, but kind of sort of behind the scenes, not behind the scenes, in front of everybody. What am I talking about? Doing something really unique, I think, with her career, where she is going all over the gamut, covering different, you know, genres and different styles. And she has a lot of Christmas music out there that's very popular, a lot of religious music out there that's very popular. And it sounds like pretty soon she is going to have some, you know, heavy rock out there as well. Now, I'm curious if the heavy rock community is going to, like, no, we will not play Carrie Underwood albums. No, no. Just get over yourselves. Really, it's music and it's to be enjoyed. Rock on, Carrie. Here is some requested Carrie Underwood. This is for Patty over in Grand Rapids. Here's Carrie Underwood, "Out of That Truck," on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Yeah, I bet that shotgun head rest still smells like my shampoo. That mess up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu.
Tracy Lawrence on his regular guy routine.
You know, I go to the dump on Mondays. I do the grocery shopping usually when I get home. I'm primary chief cook and bottle washer. I don't do the laundry. Every now and then I will, but we have 7 dogs. I have I do the vet stuff. I go to the groomer. That's my I'm the guy that takes care of all that stuff.
105.5 FM.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in touch of your head says you'll catch me if ever I fall.
Down our long dusty driveway, I didn't want to go, but I set out with tears in my eyes a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, out of the school bus and his little man, and said, "Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. 'Cause I took this walk you're walking now, boy. I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time. It's just something you've got to do. So
by your eyes I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my own man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway I set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man and said, don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down a long dusty driveway, this time we both would go. Well, he had grown old and gray and his mind was a-wandering. Daddy took me by the hand, said I know where we're going and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes.
Sawyer Brown with The Walk. That was for Mike over in Wisconsin Rapids. There you go, Mike. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of country music news right about now. Kane Brown posted a sneak peek of a preview, a song about depression. He says it's, quote, horrible thoughts and feelings that I feel like a lot of us go through, but don't like to talk about with other people. If you relate to the song at all, just know you're not alone, and I love you. It's a nice quote from him, and nice to be covering this topic. Music has covered depression forever. There are a billion songs about heartbreak. There's a billion songs we've already played in the since the midnight that are about sadness or drinking or depression or. But they don't say depression. They're talking about sad things, but they're not specifically calling it out as depression. The blues, country music, those are great places for talking about mental health and for talking about these kind of topics. Good on them for doing it. The bravest, strongest people I've ever known, and I have known some very strong, very strong human beings. All of them can face these things. All of them can talk about them. And it's good to see artists like this covering that stuff. Luke Combs is on the Mount Rushmore of current country music stars. So it's crazy to envision a time when music executives thought he'd have a better chance as a songwriter than a singer. Can I pause for a second? I just Ron Burgundy that. I'm reading part of an article here that's a nice article on Mr. Combs. And nothing. Luke Combs, great artist. But I'm not comfortable enough saying that Luke Combs is on the Mount Rushmore of country music. That's not something I'm comfortable saying. So that's something the article is saying, whiskey riff. Luke was trying to break in during the bro country era. So that's pretty much explains kind of part of it. In an interview with Scott Van Pelt a while back, Luke said, when I moved to town, there was a lot of people that were like, you're destined to just be a songwriter for these bigger artists because you don't look the part. But Luke's response to these executives was priceless. and shows exactly why he was destined to be a superstar in country music. He said, "We're talking about country music here. If anybody looks the part, it's me. The other guys don't look the part. That's the problem." Agreed. Agreed, sir. There's a lot of parody artists out there, man. There's a lot of artists out there that either have never had dirt under their fingernails, or they haven't in a very, very long time and have forgotten what it feels like. Never. I don't think I got to tell you guys this. There's a big difference of somebody who, you know what, I'm going to buy a farm. I'm going to buy a farm and I'm going to go out on my tractor every once in a while and make sure that I take some pictures for my fans and they know I'm on a tractor and everything is, I have my styled up hair and all this. There's a difference of that person and the person that farms because they have to, not because it's a hobby. Artists like Luke Combs, I think, bring a realness to the industry that you don't see it as much anymore. There's a lot more parody artists out there than I think a lot of people realize. It's easy for me to see it because I'm coming to this from a third perspective. I'm learning more and more about the genre. I'm figuring the genre out more. And I'm doing that from the greats. I'm doing that from the people, I'm not just talking about artists. I'm talking about people I know that truly love this music and get it. One more quote from Mr. Combs. "You throw these other guys at the Jiffy Lube, they're going to look out of place. You put me in a Jiffy Lube, you're going to think I'm managing the SOB." That's a dang good line. That's a good line from a good songwriter. Well done, Mr. Combs. That is going to do it for our news for now. We'll come back with some great music. We got the Oak Ridge Boys, some Kenny Rogers on the way, a little Emmylou Harris, Toby Keith, all coming up for you right here at West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them. They're open right now at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sunny this morning with a few more scattered clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52, with rain likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Country Legends 24/7 with Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys.
I think we've been very fortunate to have had album after album full of great songs written by some of the greatest writers in the world that live right here in Nashville. And, you know, you have to go back to Fancy Free album in 1981. That had Elvira on it. And it's kind of hard to deny the fact that that was the biggest selling album we ever had because of Elvira. But I think we've been very fortunate over the years, whether we've been recording love songs or fun songs or up-tempo or down-tempo, gospel songs, patriotic-flavored songs, no matter what we've recorded all these years, I think we've been very blessed to be together to make a lot of great music and to make some music I think that has been important, that it still endures after all this time.
The world's turned its cold back on me, but I'm about to swear I ain't got a friend left to my name. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over to a place where the sun shines day and night, and where I know I'll hear you say, come on in, baby, take your coat off. Come on in,
baby, take a load off.
Come on in,
baby, sick the blues off.
I'm gonna love that frown away. Come on in,
baby, put a smile on.
Come on in,
baby, tell me what's wrong.
Come on in,
the blues will be long gone.
I'm gonna love your hurting away. When I feel alone tonight, coming on, everything I did all day went wrong. There's a black cloud following me around, and I just can't get away. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over to a place where the sun shines day and night, and I know I'll hear you say, come on in, baby, take a coat off.
Come on in,
baby, take a load off.
Come on in,
gonna load that frown away. Come on in,
baby, put a smile on.
Come on in,
baby, tell me what's wrong.
Come on in,
the blues will be long gone.
I'm gonna love your hurting away. Come on in,
baby, take a coat off.
Come on in,
baby, take a load off.
Come on in,
baby, sick the blues off.
I'm gonna love that.
It's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and wind mess up your hair. And let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coastin'. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine.
Kenny Rogers on Country Legends 24/7.
Yes, I have a 1,200 acres in Athens, Georgia, and I'm a person who needs projects. And so I started off and I built a green outside my house. And then I said, you know, if I put a little tee box up here, I'll have a par three. And if I put a tee box down there, I'll have a par four and a par three. And then I got bored with that. So now I have an 18-hole golf course that I designed by myself. I took my brother-in-law that drives heavy equipment, you know, and bulldozers, and we got out and shaped it and sculpted it. And it's I bought a tree truck and moved 3,000 trees. And it was one of the most fun projects I have ever done.
When you made love to me tonight, I felt as if I'd died and gone to heaven. And if that's how it feels to die, then lay me in your arms, I'm through with living. I'll get you down.
Made to give a man a lot of pleasure, but what you've given me tonight is more than anything on earth can measure. Every inch of you that's woman makes me that much more a man. I've just about enjoyed all.
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Kenny Chesney.
I've been very fortunate to have on the road with me. Let's see, I've got four or five guys that I went to high school with that work with me and for me out on the road. If I get disingenuous on any level, they know exactly where to go in my life to make me, to bring me back down to earth. But, you know, I think that that's the one thing that I do have. You know, I can't go make a rock record, or some people would say that I do already, but I can't go make a hip-hop record. That's not what I do. Yeah. It would be disingenuous to do that. I go up and do what I do, and I know what I do pretty well. I know what I'm really terrible at. I don't try to do the things that I'm terrible at. So I just go and try to have fun, write the best songs I can, and give the people the best show that I possibly can.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make her little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. Tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. Tiny dancer,
the same to her when she was dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my head. And hold me closer, tight.
Your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. 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 Wanna talk about I. Wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me.
One and only Toby Keith. Want to talk about me on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That is going to play us out, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great day, a great start to the day with us. We sure did. Enjoyed hanging out with you. We got good stuff coming up for you tomorrow. We'll be back at it. I want to remind you that on Thursdays, you can catch Trail Tunes at 7. Join my man Seth as he takes a stroll down memory lane with that on that country trail, and you can enjoy some great music from him. And be sure to get your tickets for River Kings Hockey. River Kings are in playoff action right now, Friday, Saturday, possibly Sunday. Get your tickets, 7 o'clock puck drop. Be there and help the Kings as they make history and they build hockey up and down the river. We're looking forward to seeing you down there, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. Good music on the way for you. You got some great stuff coming up. Some Alan Jackson, Dan Seals, Martina McBride, Donnie Fargo. All coming up for you right here. Looking forward to that. That's going to be some good stuff. And want to remind you, join us over at WFHR. Melissa and I are going to be there from 8 to 10. We got El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little bit later, we'll be joined in the hour, at the 8 o'clock hour, with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Going to have some fun with that. Got plenty more things we're going to get into. It's live radio. You put Melissa and I in a room, you never know what can happen. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll meet you over there, everybody. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon and later right here, Wiz Country. 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Are you a military veteran? Did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veteran Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today and thank you for your service.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed, and there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.